Stay in the game at sports.kbec.com. Complete coverage of Ellis County sports from Classic Texas.
KBEC.
Sports.kbec.com presents The Press Box. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpet in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpet. The Press Box is your source for Ellis County High School sports. Give us a call at 972-923-1390, option 1. And now, here's tonight's show.
And there you go. And welcome, Ellis County sports fans. You've got the Press Box tonight here on KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM. This is the great Ken Roberts just voiced to you. Tonight, we are... Well, we got a little bit of a unique show, Yo-Yo Dave.
Yes,
and
we do.
Might I mention, we are now, this is Mike Fay. My partner Chad Hicks will join us here.
He's right there.
I'm right here. I'm ready to go, Mikey.
Well, Chad Hicks is joining us via remote there in the Sun City of El Paso. But just to kind of do a little roll call, we also, Chad, we have the great Yo-Yo Dave here in the Studio A of the KBEC headquarters. The exquisite production by the Majestic Elk.
That's
and
right.
UTA Moving Maverick.
That's right.
Yo-Yo Dave, everybody.
That's right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, and I appreciate – oh, look there. A little bit of applause, too.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, Chad, you're out in El Paso?
I'm in El Paso. That would be far west Texas, Yo-Yo.
That is far west Texas. Now, I got a question for you.
Okay, I've got the answer.
Can you run to Juarez for me? I need some stuff picked up down there.
You know, I'm gonna decline at this juncture.
Okay.
I got a little bit of an issue with the passport right now.
Oh,
and,
no.
I'm afraid that if I get over there and they see my skill set and realize I don't have a passport, they may not let me come back, you know?
That would be a bad thing.
I'm going to refrain from crossing over the border on this particular trip, but there will be future trips involved where a passport is involved, and I'll go and pick you up something then. What is it that you need me to get? Chickens or pharmaceuticals or what?
Well, yeah, and vanilla.
Oh, and vanilla. Yeah, okay. And a bottle of tequila, maybe.
That would be great. The one with the worm in it. That'll be great.
The mezcal, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The mezcal, yeah. I don't need the really expensive stuff like, you know, the big stuff, the one that everybody drinks. But, yeah, bring me some mezcal.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Yo-Yo, I would be much remiss if I didn't make mention of a conversation that one Chad Hicks and I had earlier. And and I'm going to make him repeat most of this on the air because,
uh-oh.
You know, as we're, you know, Chad has got some childhood memories of his vacationing as a young man in family vacations. And I would just love if Chad we might just take a stop down with the with KBC press box and talk a little bit about vacation talk.
3 minute recap of a family vacation. If I did, am I clear to go that direction?
Chad, the air is yours because this is a story worth listening to.
Okay. So to set the timeline, I'm 56 years old, and this vacation went down when I was about 10 or 12. So that'd be some 44 to 46 years ago. And my dad just really, really wanted to not only go to a Mexican border town, he wanted to go to all Mexican border towns of Texas and Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this broadcast, you would make note that this is a family vacation along the Texas-Mexico border.
Actually, a duo. It was our family and our neighbors in the town of Richmond where we lived. Yes.
There you have it.
Okay, so we depart from Richmond, Texas, which is southwest of Houston. We head to Matamoros, would be the first stop, let's call it, right? And we hit Matamoros and witnessed everything that goes on there, and then proceeded up border, or northwardly, I guess you could say, and hit every single border town all the way around till we got to Boquillas, which is, back then, was a very minor crossing, international crossing, where there was absolutely no border patrol, no nothing. You pulled up, you go through Big Bend National Park, you pull up, you park your car, you get out, you get in a rowboat, just a flat-bottom John boat, where a Mexican national, I don't know what he was Mexican, and he walked us across. So we stayed dry, but he was wading across the river at a point to where I don't even know if it was deep enough for him to get his socks wet. And when you hit shore on the opposing bank of the Rio Grande River, you get off the boat and you climb upon a horse or a burro. And then up the hill you proceed. You
okay, press pause. Hill,
I don't know,
press pause
or something like that.
Press pause just there for a minute. Because
okay.
I want to take inventory of this particular vacation, Yo-Yo.
All right.
We have not just the Weldon Hicks family, which is his dad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mom in tow, child in tow. We're not mistaking this as Weldon needs to take Chad with him because there's something else going on. And not to mention, another family thought this excursion would be one of a family.
Would be worthy of joining in.
Worthy of taking a tour across border towns. Has anybody not watched a John Wayne movie?
My mom listens to this show.
Dude, so boy. One border town is pretty much just like
well
the next
placed.
One.
Have you not watched a Clint Eastwood movie at this point? Do you not know that that's not where the vacationers are going? But I just thought it was interesting. So then continue on that you cross the border conspicuously.
So we go up to this town of Boquillas, and the entire village, this is what the entire village consists of. First and foremost, a cantina. You got to have that, you know.
Yes.
Then there was a souvenir shop. There was one house, one small adobe house, of which my particular burro walked into with me upon its back. Because you know, these things are just kind of going wherever they want to go, right?
Remind us your age at this point, Chad.
Floor.
Chad.
To whipping on the burro to get my burro out of the house with me upon its back.
You're 12 years old at this point, right?
I'm 12 and I'm scared to death. I'm thinking I'm about to spend the rest of my life in a Mexican prison because my donkey went into another woman's house.
A house.
But then there was a gas station. And this gas station would rival anything of today. I mean, other than pay at the pump, it was the most state-of-the-art, up-to-date, incredible gas station you've ever seen in your life. But yet, let's make a very quick note. There were no cars. So I'm scratching my 12-year-old, you know, head, which wasn't bald at the time, thinking, why do they have such a nice gas station if there aren't any cars at this place?
But they got a hitching post.
Yeah, they got a hitching post
for a 12-year-old.
Your mighty steed. Yeah,
for the 12-year-old to tie his
and
mighty
really
steed.
Really have control of the steed to begin with.
Well, and then to go into the cantina while your
right,
dad bartered
right.
leather.
Well, that's
you
why
said?
I was bored. I wasn't old enough really to hang out. You know, I couldn't do anything in the cantina, and I right. made about three passes through the souvenir shop, and it's just time to ride. You know,
so you have to spill the beans because in all
Third
candor, yo-yo. Chad
so
and I
we
started
get done,
talking.
We ride back down the hill, we get on the boat, we go back across, and we're headed off to Onaga. That's the next town, which is across from Presidio. And we made it to there. And at that juncture, the family, the neighbors, everybody that went except for my dad was pretty much ready to go home. We'd seen it all. But yet we were falling short. We were not reaching our quest of every town because the only one left was Juarez. But he gave in, and we turned south or east or whichever direction you go from there to get back to Richmond, Texas. And
I just have a question, Chad.
Now,
is the Fountain of Youth anywhere near there?
Nowhere near.
Okay.
Rough, hard, rugged country. Nowhere near that.
Mm. Or El Dorado, the gold of El Dorado.
Right.
So
right.
we've narrowed down what Dad's looking for. Continue.
All right. So now here are my two sidebar stories. The first one, and Yo-Yo can relate to this, being that he spins the wax, as Mike Turner said a few weeks ago on, you know, some classic country, Texas classic country, you know, Texas classic music. All right, here we go.
Here on KBEC, 1390 AM.
When we departed Richmond, Texas, with our in our station wagon, the family truckster, with the 8-track player, we failed to grab the just shy of being the size of a coffin box full of 8-track tapes. I mean, we're like 2 blocks from the house, but oh no, we can't go back. We're just going to ride out this entire trip with the one and only tape that was in the car,
which was
Leroy Van Dyke. Yo-Yo, do you know Leroy?
I do.
You know, so...
Is he related to Dick Van Dyke?
For the umpteenth time,
nice.
Leroy's song, The Auctioneer, starts up. You know, there was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom. That song.
Yep.
And we were all about to go crazy. And without saying a word, my dad hit eject, pulled the tape out, took a good long look at it, cranked the window down because there was no push button back in those days.
Right.
And swung that thing out the window. And we just kept driving. It drove home the rest of the way in silence.
That sounds like the trip that a buddy of mine and I took from Burleson, Texas, all the way to El Paso. We only had 2 tapes. We had Three Dog Night, and we had The Outlaws with Waylon Jennings and all them. And yeah, we got tired of those too, boy, in a hurry.
Pretty quick. So the second part of that story is, some 35 years later or so after that, I read a book called Drug Lord about Pablo Acosta and the drug cartels in Mexico. And what they would do
year
is
before
they would
that?
Trucks from the interior of Mexico loaded with drugs, offload the drugs on those very same horses and burros, cross over the river and smuggle drugs by night into Texas.
Touché.
Fill up those said trucks at that fancy gas station and turn back to the inward, you know, the inland, the inner part of Mexico for the next day's run. And the next day, the horses are, you know, early in the morning hours, the horses would show back up, load them up with people, and haul them up the hill. Bless their hearts, they work 24/7.
So
that's
Chad,
where we vacationed.
You were a mule.
Infested areas of danger or whatever.
Chad, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Cool. You were a mule.
I was a mule, yeah.
Wow. You were on a horse.
Pseudo mule.
But
mule
you didn't double down on the mule. Well, here we go.
Nighttime.
Well, that's awesome. So, as we transition, Ken Roberts just came into Studio A to try to understand or ascertain exactly what's happening here.
I have no idea.
But as we roll forward, we're going to go to break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking to the newly hired, appointed Corey Johnson, the head coach of the Waxahachie Running Indians. And we'll be right back after this break here at the Press Box on KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM.
All right, so let's do this, and let's do this by starting off by talking about Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. They're right here in Waxahachie. They provide superior HVAC expertise that you demand. For the highest quality results for your AC repair and heating needs, call today at 972-834-2568. That's 972-834-2568. And learn more about all of their HVAC contractor services. That's Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Press Box right after these important messages.
If you are ever in need of a wrecker service, call Topro Wrecker Service at 972-938-3221. They're the pros that can give you a tow. Topro handles small and heavy towing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Danny and his crew have been serving this area since the year 2000. Let them put their experience to work for you. Call 972-938-3221 or email at towprowax@gmail.com. Topro Wrecker Service.
Re-elect Mayor Doug Barnes for City Council Place 2. Doug has reached out to the community and listened to citizens' viewpoints and took that collective voice back to City Council because he sincerely believes together we are stronger. He has 18 years' experience as Waxahachie's Director of Economic Development before joining the current City Council. Doug Barnes believes in strong Christian family values and strong and positive relationships with area business owners, management, and workers. Mayor Barnes has also been endorsed by the Waxahachie Firefighters Association. Let's re-elect Mayor Doug Barnes for City Council Place 2.
This is Mayor Doug Barnes asking for your vote. Early voting is underway. Election Day is May 7th. Together, we are stronger.
Political ad paid for by the Doug Barnes Campaign. Becky Kaufman, Treasurer.
CNB today has the same principles as its founders in 1868. Provide extraordinary support to the customers and communities we serve, and always, always be better prepared than other banks for the future. What made CNB a banking leader in the past is exactly what is making its customers appreciate it today. Responsive bankers who will treat you with respect, cutting-edge technology that puts your accounts at your fingertips, and a can-do attitude that doesn't give up on meeting your needs.
Member FDIC.
With over 60 years combined millwork and building material experience, be sure and check out Ennis Door and Trim. They've been open since 2004, and they serve the area with specific building needs, like pre-hung door units, hardware of all kinds, vinyl, aluminum, and wood windows. Ennis Door and Trim does custom exterior door units, multifamily and commercial needs, and millwork needs. Depend on Ennis Door and Trim for door and bath hardware, windows, stair parts, moldings, and much more. Call 972-875-7800 or stop by their location at 2607 South Kaufman Street in Ennis. That's Ennis Door and Trim.
Classic Texas. KBEC.
And now, back to the press box on KBEC.
Welcome back, Ellis County sports fans. This is the press box, and you are joined by Mike Fay and the great Chad Hicks, who's on our line. Chad?
Yes, reporting remote tonight, Mike.
Yeah, so Chad.
Broadcasting remote in El Paso, Texas.
Exactly. So, Yo-Yo, and under the exquisite production of One Yo-Yo Dave, to my right in Studio A.
In the world headquarters, Wood Broadcasting headquarters of KBEC,
KBEC.com.
Positioned to launch as a pod into the celestial world. Should something happen here on Earth, we can still bring you the press box.
That's right.
So, on that note, so we have a remote, actually, Yo-Yo. I mean, Chad is there. He's in the press box. I think we have a Hummer, Chad, or is it like a... No, it's actually a Mercedes G-Wagon, right?
It's a monster truck.
It's a monster
G-Wagon
truck.
It's a G-Wagon that we turned into a monster truck with an articulating steering system.
And Chad drove that all the way out there with a top down to prove that he, too, right, can be Easy Rider. Circa 2022. But anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Yep.
We are about to go and talk some sports because what we have with us now is, you know, it's worth a round of applause as you cue it. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, one Corey Johnson, your next head coach of the Waxahachie Running Indians. Welcome, coach.
How y'all doing?
We're not doing as good as you are.
I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on the show.
We couldn't think nothing more than to have you here, Coach, and kind of jump into this whole thing. My partner is on the phone with him, Chad. Normally he's here in studio with me, Coach, but he is on a mission in El Paso, Coach. Have you been to El Paso?
I maybe drove through before. I haven't been, though.
It's not. I don't think it's a vacation spot, Coach. I'm just saying.
It's not. Actually, it's a pretty town. It's not bad. It's just I don't know what they do here other than work.
The El Paso. But yeah. I just want to throw a little bit of, for people who don't know you, Coach, this is not your first hitch as a head coach. You're a 10-year veteran coach, actually, coming over from Duncanville. There you spent eight seasons as an assistant. and also had served as head basketball coach at Woodrow Wilson High School in Dallas, Coach. And we couldn't be more excited than to have you here. Welcome aboard, and I guess tell us your thoughts these last few days. I mean, what's going through your head? What do you do to kind of get take over and kind of get things rolling?
I mean, well, it all happened so fast. We had back-to-back days of interviews. But, you know, my perception on Waxahachie right now is just the city is growing. It's amazing. You know, at the population count, how it's going up. You look at the talent that's in the middle schools and just what's happening on that south side of Dallas in Waxahachie. It's one of the best jobs in the state by far to me. So I'm excited. I'm ready to get familiar with all our young guys in town. And then, you know, we got some guys on campus right now that can play. So I'm in a great situation, and we are as a program.
You bet.
So Coach, have you officially started yet? Are you here now?
I'm here, but I'm not officially started yet. I'm kind of working through my contract now to get out of Dallas.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. And I'm that's why I ask, because I know sometimes they just release coaches and they move on or whatever, but then some, they need them to hang around for a little bit and all that. So with your quick assessment, and I know you hadn't been here long, obviously, and you had your full time, but, I mean, what do you see are places that you need to focus on and work on, you know, to improve? And what have you been enlightened to that you're surprised by, that you like what's happening, you know, and it doesn't need much attention, I guess, or just keep on keeping on, so to speak.
Well, of course, I think my first thing is one, to get in and get familiar with everyone in the city. So whether that's the guys on the team or everyone in the community, including you guys. So, you know, just to get familiar and see exactly what we're dealing with. And then my second biggest thing to do is, you know, build a fence around our kids. You know, as we all know, yeah. You can have young kids that can play that can end up in cities that are next door to you. So with the talent that we have in the middle schools, I just want to kind of build a fence around those guys, build a relationship with them. And, you know, what I was really, really surprised at, well, not a huge surprise, we've had a big playoff game at Waxahachie before, but I haven't really been able to walk through the school and see the facilities in its totality. So when I was able to see the indoor facility and see the locker room and the practice gyms, I mean, it's a blessing to be able to have a job like this and to have facilities like this. So our community should really be proud of the facilities that we have, and we're going to make the best of it.
Coach, do you have an idea of, you know, one of the of reaching out to the youth? I like what you said about creating a fence around your kids, more so giving them no other reason than to stick with youth programs here, work their way through the junior high and into high school, correct?
Yes, sir.
And so talk to us about how you've seen that work, whether it was at Woodrow or there where you are now. I mean, what are some simple steps that people who are listening that could help contribute to that? What are some simple things they might be able to do to help your cause with that?
I think the biggest thing we can do as a community is, one, is give our time up. So we all know that's one of the biggest actions you can show. So when it comes to going to middle school games and creating opportunity for our own kids, you know, before I even got the job, I reached out to some summer coaches that we have here in town that have a couple of our middle school guys. And it's just building that relationship and really giving your time up to go support them. And it doesn't even have to be on the basketball court. You know, if they have other things going on, are you reaching out to their family and trying to build that relationship? So, you know, the simplest thing I can say is giving up your time and really building that relationship with these guys, and then also creating those opportunities.
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, Coach, we've been very fortunate the last, you know, 6 years or whatever with Greg Gober being here. And, I mean, it's big shoes you're filling, you know. I mean, you're going to see, if you haven't seen it or heard about it already, but, I mean, when the basketball team takes the court, the bleachers are full, you know. And you did, looking at the record at Woodrow, I mean, you made a quick – impact there and taking them from, you know, they're finished third in the district. You took them to runner-up
spot in the district. How did you do that, and were you able to win over the crowd or the fans and the support mechanism there like what you're hoping to do here?
Well, I think first, I got so much respect for Coach Goldberg. I've been knowing him for probably about 6 to 7 years now. So what he was able to come back at Waxahachie and the culture and the mentality that he was able to build is amazing. You know, one of our biggest things coming into Woodrow, people knew about Woodrow, but I don't think it was a huge buzz about it. So, you know, our slogan was work, you know, as simple as that. So I come from putting in a lot of hard work, and I think, you know, people see teams win championships, but they don't realize the extra days that you're up there opening the gym for your kids while you're in the office working and allowing them to get up shots or, like I said, going to spend time with these kids or pairing them up with summer coaches. So, you know, that's what I walked in that community did. We worked our butts off, and I got my kids with summer coaches that could help them. I got them in summer camp, and I tried to give them as much exposure as we could. So, you know, we tried to create a schedule where we play. It was really competitive, you know. So that's going to be my thing here. Coach Gober did a great job. Now all I'm thinking is how can I take it to the next level? And it is big shoes to fill. But if you look at my background, I come from high expectations. So I don't think that'll be an issue at all.
Coach.
Sure. Coach. Well, you know, like Gober was really involved with AAU and followed that around a lot. I think he even coached there, you know, a good bit. And that, I mean, what is your take on that? Do you see that as a place to where when there's, when there's kids or that live in this area that want to go play? And, I mean, is that a way that they can get additional exposure and that's a positive, I guess? Because they can always sign up in leagues where it's not positive, right? But do you have an appreciation for the AAU track?
Yeah, I got my hands in it a little bit also. I coached last year, and then I'm also coaching now. But I think high school kids for an elite program, you have to have most of your kids playing competitive basketball in the summer. I'm not one of those high school coaches that believe or have a problem with summer coaches. I think we have to work together, and at the end of the day, we're giving these kids great exposure. So we have some big-time guys on our team right now that play – on huge Nike teams and things like that. So it's super important, but it's more about how can we work together and create a, just a great plan for these kids.
Coach, I got on that note, I mean, we ask a lot of, you know, basketball, soccer, baseball, volleyball, you guys witness all that AAU presence. You being a coach in AAU in both, you probably got a good idea what the best way for that to be healthy for both the player and the team. Talk to us briefly about how do you run a high school program where you keep that relationship healthy with your players so both sides are coming out on the winning side of that, I guess.
It's funny, we were talking about that this weekend with a couple of other coaches. But I think the biggest thing is we're considering their summer schedule. So, for instance, we don't do spring leagues, you know, because I know these guys have to leave school. They have to go to their summer practices. And then a lot of times they're playing from Friday to Sunday, you know. So we our strength and conditioning is pretty much planned out around their summer schedule. So if I know guys have a big tournament at the end of the week, we're not going to have them walk into the tournament with their legs being half dead.
Right.
We're going to do some things to make sure that they're loose, that they're stretched out. And, you know, we want them to look their best because the summertime is really when you get the most exposure, you know. So I think that's very important that they look good in the summertime. So that's one of our biggest things. We want to work with the summer coaches.
Coach, when you look at developing a team and coming in, I mean, every coach kind of has their overlay at the high level. You know, here are our basic principles or our basic core values. But in simple, what are your basic principles or core values or kind of your theme with which you approach taking a group of young men and turning them into great men and if it happens, champions?
Well, know, I'm sure y'all have heard this saying before, but it is bigger than basketball, and it really is. But like I said, we go about it with our work ethic every day, because we truly believe, I believe if you can become a champion off the floor, the basketball part is easy. You know, but we got to teach these guys how to develop good habits, how to be respectful to one another, but also hold each other accountable. So we're just huge on teaching life lessons on the daily, and we're presented with so many different challenges through the year, and that's every coach. So we take those opportunities to teach these guys and teach them the right way to go about things. But, you know, we work our butts off, and like I said, that's huge for us.
You bet.
We're here on the press box with newly hired Waukesha basketball coach, Corey Johnson. And, Coach, I should have probably asked this question right off the bat, but I heard someone refer to you as Kojo. Is that an official nickname, or did I just make you extremely mad at you, or mad at me by asking you that?
No, I
tell me it's the second one, Coach.
I haven't heard it yet. So how does it go? Coach Kojo, how does it go?
Just Kojo is what I heard, yeah.
Just Kojo.
Well, there you have it, Coach.
So we can coin that official nickname right here on the press box, man.
Can we coin that, Coach? Can we own that with your blessing?
We can lock that in, Kojo.
All right, there you go.
Chad. Perfect. Yo-Yo Dave with the great Corey Johnson. We just made a nickname, so continue,
Chad. Exactly. All right, so back to the questions, Coach. What does a Corey Johnson team look like? I mean, what can we expect as fans and supporters? Are we going to run the ball? I mean, are we fast-paced? Or I know you got to assess your personnel and coach to that, but in your mind, what is utopia? What's a perfect scenario?
Well, it's funny. I walked into a program that goes by the Fast Break Club. So, you know, I believe in playing fast and running in transition and scoring when you can. But what's going to make us really, really different, and I think you have to be this way to win state championships and even national championships, we're going to be really versatile. We're going to be have an all-around game. We're going to be able to slow down. We're going to run sets when we can't score in transition. And then, you know, number one, we're going to defend our butts off. And that's number one, as we all know. So,
Coach, coming out of having the success you've had, and not only, I mean, you know, your body of work, if you had to tell, I love basketball, but I don't admit to knowing anything about it. But if I was going to look at championship high school basketball, what are the 1, 2, 3 things a team has to have to win state?
In no order, you got to have a work ethic. That's number one. Like I said, you can't just be working out. And this goes for the coaches, too. You just can't be working when you're in practice. You have to be working around the clock. I think there's a brotherhood and there's a certain cohesiveness that you need to, one, be able to hold each other accountable in bad and good situations. You know, just being on the same page. And then 3 is really enjoying the process and having fun with it all, because, you know, to make it that far and win a state championship and have those caliber teams is really fun. And you build a relationship with your coaching staff and your kids that'll never go away. So all the programs I've been a part of like that, I'm still really close with the staff and I'm still really close with all of my kids.
What's awesome about what you just said, Coach, not one point did you talk about talent, X's and O's, talent, X's and O's, scheming, and got to get the tallest kid, this and that. You talk about work ethic, brotherhood, and enjoying what you're doing. I mean, that speaks for leadership to me. And it sounds that your philosophy is ground up, right?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So here we go.
For sure.
So, live from El Paso, Chad.
Yes, that would be me.
I have a question for Coach, if you guys don't mind a selfish indulgence. Because I'm talking about basketball mind.
It's not that we don't mind. We're just used to it, Mikey.
I know. But
my mom listens to this show.
I know, but I've got a basketball mind. And the fact that, Coach Johnson, we've already, like, pulled you in close, and now you're Coach Kojo to us and nobody else. And you can't miss me when you see me because I'm about 6'4", 300 pounds and about a buffet of pizza, I think.
Let's put a little plus on the 300, but okay.
Okay. A little bit. Coach, are you a Mavericks fan?
Yeah, I am a Mavericks fan.
Okay.
That's my second thing.
Okay. So you watched the last game, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So what are you thinking about the Mavericks without without the star? And you probably didn't see any of the last game. You're probably too busy being a coach. But what do you think about this team in the playoffs, Coach?
I really like Dallas' team. Obviously, I do think they're a better team with Luka. I wouldn't dare say that if that's what you were asking. But I like their team. We'll see how far they can go. I think it's going to be tough because I really like – I watched the Phoenix game yesterday. That's going to be either one of those teams that win is going to be tough, you know. So,
right.
But I do like our chances.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm joined by NBA fans as much, but I'm deep dive. I just thought they were a little awkward last night because they had their star player gone for like 2 weeks. They brought him in last night, and we looked a little awkward, which goes to show you basketball is a team sport, right?
Yeah, you got to get back in the rhythm.
Yep. And that's my selfish indulgence, Coach.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys mind if I ask you a question?
Please do.
Please do.
I'll be moving to Waxahachie in July. Y'all got to tell me the best food spots.
Yeah.
Well, my backyard in Chad's backyard first, Coach. I mean, we're going to feed you. Just know that.
Just know that, yeah.
We're going
to
start.
It kind of depends on the cuisine, right? I mean, you've got – obviously, you have Mexican food. You've got some Italian. You've got the different cuisine. So it's, but from a Mexican food standpoint, there's a lot to choose from in the town of Waxahachie. I will say that.
Cancun's Amerimex restaurant.
There you have it, because we're dancing thin line with sponsorship and such. But, Coach, I'll be reaching out to you as this broadcast concludes, because, number one, I want you to get the podcast so you can have it. But, two, we'll steer you the right direction, because there's one thing that the three of us are not short on, Coach, is an opinion where to eat. Trust me.
That's right. speak of Cancun's, what's great about Cancun's, you can catch it at breakfast, at lunch, or dinner, and you'll be satisfied at all times, at all meals.
It's a spiritual experience, Coach.
Oh, my
goodness. And they will give to you.
You go.
And I'll just say this while we're talking about Cancun's, and I think everybody agree on the air. They do so much for WISD and Waxahachie and our athletes, and God bless them all, because they do a great job, and we love them, and we eat there frequently.
Yes, we do. Hey, yeah. Coach, they have daily specials there at Cancun's, but on Friday and Saturday, their special is fried catfish. And I mean, you can't go wrong by getting fried catfish at Cancun's on Friday or Saturday.
I'm on their website right now. It looks really good.
we will keep you informed, but so we're excited here on the Press Box here on KBEC 1390 because we had the great Corey Johnson on board. It's our new Waxahachie Running Indians head coach. And, Coach, we just want to thank you so much for being on the air and look forward to future communique. And good luck in the next few weeks getting relocated and digging into these kids. So thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You betcha.
Excited that you're here, Coach, and we know you look good in green. That's all I got to say. We know you look good in green.
Look, I can't wait to get some gear. I can't wait.
Okay. There he goes, folks. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, all right. So we're going to turn the corner and run into our final stretch as we venture further into some other topics, up to and including Chad's venture there in El Paso City, up to including also talking about some track results as we have Waxahachie making a dent in that. And we'll talk about that and more when we come back.
First Financial Bank wonders, how does your credit card treat you?
Well, their bill is always on time. Does that count?
You should visit First Financial. We have a variety of credit card options. Once approved, you'll get rewards just for using them.
Rewards?
Yes, like cash back, gift cards, travel, and more.
I could get used to treatment like that.
First Financial Bank, you first. The creditor and issuer of these cards is Elan Financial Services. See FFIN.com for details. Cash back redeemable is a cash deposit to your First Financial checking or savings account or as a statement credit.
Ah, do you enjoy homemade, hand-battered fried fish, golden brown fried shrimp? You need to try Tajin, the Texas Cajun in Red Oak, where you can be assured it's cooked just after you order it. It's the talk of Ellis County. Tajin, the Texas Cajun, at 301 South I-35 in Red Oak, where they offer dine-in seating, drive-through, and you'll love their outdoor patio. Tajin, the Texas Cajun. Try it for lunch or dinner today, and be sure and check out their website, TajinTheTexasCajun.com, for a full menu and location.
Equipment cluttering up your backyard? Jet skis taking up space in your driveway? Whether you need an extra closet or garage, Access Self-Storage has the space for you. Meet the friendly, helpful managers who live on site with state-of-the-art surveillance and electronic entry systems. In Red Oak at 561 East Ovilla Road and in Midlothian at 1630 North Highway 67. Committed to safety, security, and service. Access Self-Storage.
Sardis Tires and Wheels at 631 Sardis Road is conveniently located halfway between Waxahachie and Midlothian. For over 27 years, we have provided honest, dependable, and fast service in and out in 20 minutes. That's why we were voted the best tire shop in Ellis County for the fourth year in a row. New and used tires with financing available. Se habla Espanol, call 972-937-4177. Sardis Tires and Wheels.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
And there we are.
Tell you what.
Yeah, we're enjoying some mariachi. Obviously, Chad is at some place. Yo-Yo, I have no idea, but he's got like some Marty Robbins cover band in the back. And
yeah.
And then he gets closer to this. And I mean, I don't know. Where is that in the budget for him to do such? Can I ask, Yo-Yo?
In the budget for me to do what?
Travel to El Paso and broadcast as a vacationer on the dollar of the Press Box.
Well, hey, we cover Ellis County, but we're taking it statewide, Mikey. We're trying to let everyone in the state know about sports in Ellis County.
Yes, you are. And sharing your family vacation stories, which was
where the budget is come in, where it's going to come into play is when I get the a slightly used Madden Cruiser to drive around.
As you deserve.
That's what my goal is.
Every bit of it.
Secondhand one out there on the market somewhere that would really fit my needs.
No question. I do think, Chad, that we can't overlook the fact that here on the Press Box. With the great KBEC, we just formed our first official nickname of our coach. Now, I don't know if evidently coaches these days, Chad, as opposed to the great Weldon Hicks, where he didn't go by Welcha or anything trendy like that.
No.
Right? So is Kojo just a name of the times? Can we nickname our head coaches like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely you can. Tolleson, they call him Tolly.
I guess that just seems, hey, I'm going to have to, I mean, Yo-Yo and I are older than you, so I have to take a chapter out of Yo-Yo's book over here. Yo-Yo, do you agree with the tricked up name for a coach?
You know, when I ran track at the majestic Burleson Elks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is new to the Press Box.
Yeah.
We knew you were a football guy.
Yeah, I ran track.
This is selective disclosure, Chad.
Well, you know, I was a miler because, you know, like I said, whenever they time me in a 100-yard dash, they use a calendar.
Chad, so, Chad, this is non-disclosure is what this is.
But our head coach was I don't even know what his first name was. I just always know that we always called him Wimpy. That was his name, Wimpy Barham. And I don't
there
know.
You go.
I don't
you
even
didn't
know.
Call him coach or anything?
We called him coach.
In
but,
the 50s?
Well, we called him
that
coach.
That was sacrilege.
No, no. In the 70s. Come on. Oh, no. It wasn't that long ago. I was, you know, the earth had already cooled.
The offsides on the producer?
The earth had already cooled years. And the dinosaurs had died. So.
Oh, my goodness. You called him Wimpy?
Wimpy Barham. That was his name. That's all we knew. Coach Wimpy.
No, we pretty much went coach for, you know, like, coach, last name. There was no... Oh, wow.
So, well, we'd call him Coach Barham every once in a while. But most of the time, it was Coach Wimpy. That's what he wanted.
Call him straight up Wimpy.
No, I never. No, but, yeah. But my dad played football with him at Cleburne High School.
Right.
So he knew me from knowing my dad. So, but I always called him Coach Barham because I was real respectful. But a lot of the guys on the team, especially the seniors, called him Wimpy.
Chad.
There you go. You know? Here's what I know.
All right, continue.
Yes. I'm excited about Kojo. Coach
Johnson. I am.
Yeah.
Because you know what I liked about this? And not that we need to break up in discussion groups over Coach's interview, but when you look at how leadership is done, I'm getting hands up.
I was trying to say something, but I was wrong. So I was trying to erase that. So
erase what?
I was trying to tell you 10 minutes, but we got more than
okay,
10
good.
Minutes.
Okay, good. Okay.
So. We got 13.
Y'all, that's as Yo-Yo reminded me earlier, that's producing on the air. Because this guy right here is spinning plates. He's a machine. But, you know, what I liked about what he said was that there were three things that are most important to building a program. And none of them had to do with X's and O's or talent. And I don't know if that's just a way of thinking, we have talent and we can raise the talent. But I do believe that all that being equal, these are three key things. And that is work ethic, brotherhood, and love of the game, which I appreciated greatly.
Respect, yep, for sure.
So, Chad, we should bounce right over here. And at least make mention of baseball. And we didn't get a chance to do that in the first segment. But so coming off last week, the Wasatch Indians swept Waco Midway to take us to securing at least fourth place in our district with a tie for first. And although
the playoffs.
Yes, sir. But we still have two more district games against DeSoto. And they're 0-6. 0-6. Maybe sick of it.
Hey, don't talk about that because you're going to jinx it.
No, I'm not. All I'm saying is this. We're 0-6. They're 0-6. We're not. They are 0-6 in district.
Yeah.
And hopefully we take care of our homework here. Then we're good. And it's in our future on the way in. The thing that I've noticed about the team, there seems to be an upward tick in our performance. And if you look at the game, Marquardt had another great game, and we handled business in the first one. Well, we closed that out. But Bryce Marquardt went 2 for 3 and had 3 RBIs. That's a solid night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been on fire of late, you know, and and I'm going to look like an idiot because I forget where he signed, but he's headed off to play in college, and he's doing exactly what you want to see a kid do, kind of peak on the way out. You know, he's a senior, obviously graduating.
We'll make more mention of that as the season progresses. But then you got JT.
Yeah, exactly.
He was 2 for 3 in that ball game, that final. Had 2 runs, you know. We also had another one, Zach Piero was 2 for 3. I probably butchered his name. Bless his heart. But Nash Nichols added a 3 RBI triple. I mean, my goodness, everybody cashed in. Lucas Ferguson had RBI double. So, I mean, we're hitting big right there. And I just
wonder,
they
rocked them.
You know, on top of that, you know, our pitching's getting mixed in. And I just wonder if these guys are on an upward tick. If we're somewhere with the arrow pointing up, I don't know. What do you think?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, if we
we've battled a few injuries here and there. You know, I know Jared Thomas had some issues, and I think he's coming off of that. So get him back up and sturdy and strong and doing his thing. And of course, he's got a very, very bright baseball future ahead of him. But if we get everybody healthy, get everybody up and going, like you say, performance-wise, we're on an uptick right here to finish out the regular season, head off into the playoffs, and then it's a whole new game at that point, right? I mean, every game counts, every game matters. Proverbial loser go home, so it kind of gives everyone a whole different outlook.
I think the key point to make here too, I mean, which I always hate that refrain. Yo, I was just talking to you before we went on air. It's nice when someone says, I want to talk about this, and then they pause and they say, I mean. Is it ever that they don't mean it? Maybe I'm overanalyzing that.
You know, I always wonder about that. Also, too, is my favorite one that just gets me. When somebody says also, too, it's like, okay, they're both mean the same thing.
That's
or
the double.
Or this one, it's like, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but anyway, I digress. Changing pages.
Speaking of words, can I add on to something right there real quick?
Please do, Chad. By the way, hold on. Let me do a little reset for us. You are with the Press Box, and we're here on KBEC 1390 AM and 99.1 FM, and we're delivering you the greatest of sports intel here within the Great Ells County. We have Yo-Yo Day producing, and we have Chad Hicks on remote in El Paso. Continue,
El Paso,
Chad.
Texas.
Please do.
Yep. Okay, so recently I learned of something I had never learned of from the great Kevin Kosoris, anyone that knows Kevin.
Genius.
And it's called a Tom Swisher. Are you familiar with this?
Yo-Yo, would you research that and make sure we can put that on the air?
I'm not sure of it, but I've heard of other things like that. So tell me what Mr. Swisher does.
So here is an example of a Tom Swisher. I'll have cheddar on my burger, said Chad sharply.
Oh, gosh.
Like sharp cheddar. You end it in an adverb that bounces back to, you know, and
yeah. Heaven is cramping our brains.
Said That's... Chad briskly.
Oh, man. See, you got an SMU grad and then a law school grad from, no, check that. A William and Mary Ivy League grad.
You'd be part of the tribe.
Parlayed, that man is parlayed into SMU Law School, so he has to have a sidecar for his brain. But so what you're saying, Chad, is repeat that again, just one more time.
Okay, so you have, and you can look these up, right?
Right.
But I was just consumed all weekend with trying to come up with stuff on my own. But you make a statement.
It's tough when Rainey's not with you, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly, you know.
Continue.
But anyway, but then you end it with an adverb that describes or bounces back to a noun, I guess, in the statement of which that you made. Like I said, Chad, you know, I will have cheddar on my burger, Chad said sharply.
Okay, I got it. It's almost, it's not a double entendre,
like
but it's
cheddar.
Close.
Right.
But
I don't know what a double entendre is.
I don't either, but we're about to make a huge left turn and jump right into track and field for our remaining
sport
moments.
If you want to try it all weekend like I did.
I am going to weigh that in
because it's a simple game.
Preparation.
Uh-oh.
Preparation for all. Okay, so here's the great thing, Chad. We have, I mean, in this evening seems to be localized on the WISD, which I think history will show that we spread the love. But tonight we're talking about both the men's and the women's track moving on to regionals. And I think it's worth mentioning as we close this out. I mean, this is awesome. So here we go, right? And so we've got our senior triple jumpers, I guess is what we call them, or tracksters. Did we just lose Chad?
Yeah, we just lost Chad.
Okay, hopefully, well, I'm going to continue right on with the broadcast. I thought that was a drop. But Yo-Yo, for the edification of our listeners, I mean, this is something that's pretty special because Jalen Burke and Josh Harris will be advancing after a 1-2 finish just in the area meets. Burke won the gold medal, and he did a jump of 47 feet, 8 inches, and Harris was 47.1. So they're separated merely by 7 inches. And, you know, y'all, to me, I mean, that's something special. I don't know if we all have a relative understanding of what triple jump is, but make no mistake, as we see it surface, maybe in our own consciousness around the Olympics, we don't necessarily have a keen understanding of how athletic these young men are. We're moving beyond that. Our 4x100 meter relay team finished second. They had a time of 40.83, just behind Duncanville, which we all know those folks are tracksters. given that, I think we got a good shot at competing well there.
Chad's back.
All right, Chad. So,
oh man, I was in a panic. I thought we were going to be able to make the entire hour with me and my remote, but
yeah.
Well, a few minutes.
Evidently, that mule you're on that took you from one path to another to get to Cantina took a wrong turn, and that Wi-Fi helmet that we sent you with as part of the KBEC Tchotchkean package for your remote broadcast, I think evidently didn't work.
I think the line for his beverage is interfering.
Amen.
I think so. Well, the helmet y'all sent me with was actually an aluminum colander that was my grandmother's.
Well, she sent it in spirit of loving you. So
that's right.
But as we were broadcasting earlier, some sports, and we were just talking, Chad, about how well, I mean, tonight's been more Waxahachie localized, but we got to finish on time tonight. But not to kind of retread some of that, but I just want to make mention of our boys, 4x100 meter team. They're heading to the next level, up to and including we've got some ladies that are going. And that's one, Scout Burns, who qualified in both the discus and the shot put. And we've got senior Corey Morgan and sophomore Emily Jones also moving ahead, understanding that Morgan was in second in the 3,200-meter run. Jones placed second in the 1,600. So keep your eyes open for one, Corey Morgan, Emily Jones, and also Scout Burns as we all move these Waxahachie Indians on to the next level. And no further ado, I think, Yo-Yo, are we up against the shot clock?
We are up against the shot clock. We got about 30 seconds.
All right. So
30 seconds.
I'll just lend this. It's been a fun broadcast because my partner is with me in soul and mind. We did talk a few. The off-the-air laughter is often much more funnier than what's on the air, but we're going to work on that. Chad, thank you for joining us from El Paso City.
You're welcome. I can't believe you ended on a negative note. That was...
It's awesome.
Okay, never mind.
No, we're positivity.
We'll next week.
We're another positivity. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you from the press box here on KBC. Thank you, Yo-Yo. Tell them good night. Yo-Yo.
Good night, Yo-Yo.
Listening to the Press Box on Classic Texas KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and online at KBEC.com. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpets in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpets. Tune in every Monday night at 6 p.m. for the Press Box. And for more information, go to sports.kbec.com.